We are excited to be joined by Dave Kaplan, hopefully now. Ryan, are we good? Can you hear us?
Cap, confirm
that you can hear us. I got you loud and clear now.
Perfect. Now I'm starting.
I was imitating Coach. It's like Coach Eberflus on my show today.
I was going to I was actually curious if it was, now this made me think, was it you that was having problems, or was it actually Eberflus, or was it a you problem?
No, it was an Eberflus problem. Good karma has good quality microphones, and we were loud and clear on our end.
Yeah, well, you probably shouldn't do the whole string and tin cup connection to Eberflus's office next time. Yeah, try the landline.
Yeah, brutal. It was absolutely brutal in 2024 that a charter franchise worth $6 billion or so dollars can't put their head coach on a landline. What are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they might have put him in the dungeon after last game, and that's why he had to use his cell phone. He might have been on timeout.
He should have been put out to pasture. That'll be all.
What were your thoughts heading into yesterday's game against the New England Patriots, and what are your thoughts now coming out of that game after seeing the Bears lose 19-3?
My thought going into the game was, because of the number of injuries that the Bears are dealing with, I said they'd win 13-10. And I figured they'll get the offense going. They had the longest active win streak at home in the National Football League. And they were horrible. They were flat out awful. The offensive line was terrible. Caleb is got to have PTSD from getting hit so many times, but some of those sacks are on him. But, you know, when you drop back and Moose Johnston calling the game, I thought did a great job. He froze it and he goes, not open, not open, not open, not open. Bam! And down he goes. So there are times he's going to have to, you know, evacuate the pocket, so to speak, and run. He did that successfully for a first down. But other than that, the Bears were 1 of 14 on third down. Their defense is starting to get tired because they're on the field so much. You got a really good defense, even without Jaquan Brisker, but you got Kyler Gordon back, and you don't have Andrew Billings. He's done for the year with a torn pec. So the defense has taken a little bit of a hit, but offensively, they are nothing short of awful.
Do you think that the Bears were kind of relying a little too heavily on Caleb Williams being the end-all, be-all solution to all their problems, as opposed to, like Jim had said earlier, the Commanders put a really good offensive line. They put a system around Jaden Daniels, and they're like, we're going to make it work for Jaden. And it seems like the Bears kind of said, Caleb Williams is going to make it work for us. Do you feel like that's a pretty accurate statement?
I think that's fair, because you look at our offensive line, and my friend Olin Krutz, who will be in the Hall of Fame someday as the greatest center in Bears history, said to me, what do they pay the top centers in the NFL? Jason Kelce was making like $19 million a year. Creed Humphrey just signed for $18 million a year. Well, guess what? We got Coleman Shelton for 1 year for $3 million bucks. That's not on Coleman Shelton. He can only be what he can be. But when you pay 1 year for $3 million after the Rams had you for a couple years and went, get out, we're getting better, that tells you your level of commitment at center. Now when you've got a fifth-round pick in Braxton Jones, who's okay at left tackle, you got Nate Davis, who doesn't even want to go to practice, at right guard, Tevin Jenkins, who can't stay healthy, at left guard, and then an emerging second-year player, Darnell Wright, who's regressed some this year because he has nobody of substance next to him at guard, you haven't put enough assets into your offensive line. That is just a fact.
Scrambling for his life. You're absolutely right.
Where do your hopes and basically your hopes and expectations, where do they lie for Caleb Williams in the remainder of his career now?
I mean, I still think he's going to be a hell of a football player, but there's going to have to be a coaching change. It's going to have to be a regime change. They're going to have to overhaul their offensive line. I still think he's the most talented kid we've had come through here. But again, you throw him into the fire, so to speak, right away as a rookie. Okay, that's fine. You better protect this kid. And it's more than just Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Cole Kmet and DeAndre Swift. If he's laying on his back, he can't get the football to any of the toys that they've given him. So I still like him. What do I expect the rest of this season? Not a hell of a lot. Just praying somehow, some way, we could beat the freaking Green Bay Packers.
So I love that you brought up the Green Bay Packers. As you know, Jim's a Bear fan, and he will bring up the Bears once a show, minimum. Sometimes more often, and he uses it as a litmus test. As a guy who's doing a Chicago radio show, do the Packers come up frequently at all, or is it pretty Bear-centric? Like, I think it's funny, but Jim ends up villainizing himself because we've got fans calling him like, this is a Packers radio station, and I'm just curious, how's it work in the big markets? Do you guys talk Packers?
Yeah, we don't talk about the Packers at all unless we're playing them. You know, we do a segment on our show called Around the NFL, and we might say, hey, you know, Jordan Love did this or the Packers did, but other than that, no, we don't spend 1 second talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Well, if you want a Packers segment, hit me up. I can join your show whenever you need me to, and I'll start talking Packers with you guys. I'm sure that would be good.
So we get off the air at 10. I'll book you for 10:05.
I bet our show wishes they could do that as well.
Cap, I feel like the last time that we spoke with you, you basically said that you wanted Jordan Love to suck this season and beyond, because I was one of the few people, and now I've changed my tune on it since I've actually seen the Chicago Bears play, but I was one of the few people that was like, I want Caleb Williams to be good. I want there to be competition. Now I'm like, no, I hate the Bears. I don't want to see the Bears do anything good. I want to see them mess it all up again.
Fair.
But I'm curious, what are your thoughts now on the Packers, though? I mean, they're 6-3. They're third in the division behind the Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings. What are the conversations? I guess you're not having conversations about them, but what are your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers, especially heading into this next week?
I mean, they're a better football team than we are, certainly right now. I believe Detroit is the best team in the National Football League, and I resisted for a long time saying, well, how can you say that when Kansas City is undefeated? But after watching Sunday Night Football and seeing them overcome 5 interceptions from Jared Goff and finding a way at the end to shut down C.J. Stroud and then win the game on a 58-yard field goal, I think Detroit is the best team in the NFL, let alone the NFC North. And I think Minnesota, Green Bay, it's close right there. And we're clearly the fourth best team, unfortunately, in the division. I'm not that impressed with the Green Bay Packers. Again, they're better than we are. But I love your coach. I wish he was a free agent because I would tell the Bears, go move heaven and earth to get Matt LaFleur here. I think he's really, really good. But we clearly have the fourth best coach in the division. We do. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Matt LaFleur. Have any of them. They're all really, really good football coaches. I don't think Green Bay's great. I don't. I think they're a solid football team.
So we're asking our listeners, after Sunday's games, do you still think that the NFC North is the best division in football? Yes or no?
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. Give me a division that's better. Because
the only one's the AFC North we saw.
Okay, Cleveland's terrible. Cleveland's worse than the Bears. So you have Baltimore, really good football team. Cincinnati, solid football team. Pittsburgh Steelers, really well coached. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl team, but they're a good football team. So they're probably both very comparable. I would still tell you with Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota in whatever order behind the Lions, that's the best division in football for me.
What about if the Browns would have put in Jameis Winston earlier when they probably should have?
He's not very good. He's not. No, he doesn't have all these issues off the field. But, yeah, he's okay. Jameis is okay. Too many turnovers for me, and I just don't think it's a very good football team. I like their coach. I just think it's a bad organization.
Last thing,
you are with 75% of our voters also agreed that the NFC North is the best division in football still.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous.
Last thing from me, the Green Bay Packers are currently 6-point favorites heading into Sunday's matchup against the Bears. What are your thoughts on that?
Slide, lay the points and run to the window. lay the points, run to the window. It is what it is. Nothing would make me happier than to watch the game on Sunday. I'm going to be in Vegas for my birthday and to be in a sports book and see the Bears beat the Packers. Oh, my goodness. That would be amazing. I'm not.
Are you going to put any money on that line or no?
Yeah, I'm going to lay the points.
No chance. There's no chance on that, Cap. But I appreciate you coming out, especially on your birthday week, man. Happy birthday early from one Packer fan to
appreciate
a Bears fan.
Here's
the thing. I just wish the Bears do bad. I don't want any of their fans to do bad. So I hope you have a great birthday. Get yourself a nice steak or favorite meal of your choice down in Vegas and have some fun in the sports books. Man, there's so many to choose from. Do you have a favorite down there?
We're staying at the Wynn, and I like the Wynn Sportsbook. Circa's obviously super, super cool. Going to three steakhouses in three nights. My pick, where there's eight of us going, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hi, Cap, I'm a bit of a foodie. What's the cut? What's your favorite cut of steak?
Oh, boy.
I'm a filet guy or a New York strip. Like it blackened, a little Cajun seasoning. I'm not a ribeye guy for whatever reason. But give me one of those two. Give me a great bottle of Cab or Pinot Noir. Let's go.
Sounds like a heck of a birthday.
Matt has meat arrogance,
yeah,
so I was a little nervous based on your answer for you. Actually, but one more thing. I lied. Is there some hot sauce bet between Matt and Jim and Cap, or am I missing something? Or
no, there is.
There is some kind of hot sauce bet. I don't exactly remember what ridiculous bet I agreed to, but I'm sure I'll be informed.
Yeah, we will go back. We'll play the tape back and make sure we got it exact. But I'll send my favorite hot sauce down to you because I'm not taking it.
I look forward to it. I love hot sauce.
Right on. Thanks very much, Cap.
Thanks, Cap.
You got it. All the best. See you, teammates.
Ahead. Thanks, guys. That was Dave Kaplan of Cap and J-Hood on ESPN Chicago. You can hear him from 7 to 10 a.m. every single weekday. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. Also brought to you by J&K Security Solutions.